You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Inside Out podcast. So glad you're joining me today. And if you're joining me again, you're back with us, well, I welcome you back. And if you're brand new, I welcome you especially today. The whole goal of this is that you would enjoy this, but even more importantly, that this would be helping you. And if one or both of those is true, that you're enjoying it and it's helping you, please share it. You know, invite your friends, share this with them. And the whole goal, again, as I said, is to help you. So today, I actually want to continue on with the whole idea, and it's also the title of the podcast, Inside Out. And that is the way that we are designed to live. And I want to take a moment and actually review and remind you of a few things. And that's not to bore you, and that is not for lack of content. I believe this is the way that we are wired. Also, this is so scripturally true. Let me read to you from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Now, I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified Bible today. And so Peter writes, and he says, "So I intend always to remind you about these things, although indeed you know them and are firm in the truth that you now hold. I think it right, as long as I'm in this tent, this body, to stir you up by way of remembrance." And so one of the best teachers that we have is to remind ourselves and repetition, come back on some things. So on this whole idea of inside out, which to me is crucial and core to how we live our lives, and really I think the level of our life is determined by that. So remember that you are divinely designed to live from the inside out. Most people, all of us at times, are distracted, we're overly focused, we're overly concerned with everything that's happening on the outside. We're in such a day of so much information and constant news and just everything around us. Conversations with people that are troubled will trouble you. And so we get distracted and overly focused, as I said, with everything that's going on the outside. And sometimes we ignore and we neglect and we're just unaware of the inside. We're not paying attention on the inside of us. And so the goal would be to be bigger and stronger on the inside than the pressure and the problems on the outside. Because remember, you can't control the outside, but you can cultivate and you can guard and you can build the inside. Again, reminding you that you are, and this is the way that you are designed by God, you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. And so remember, we are to live from the inside out. Our spirit, the real you, expresses and lives life out through your soul and out through your body. So we want to take good care of our bodies for sure. And also we want to monitor our soul to make sure that we're staying healthy, happy, and well on the inside. And that's going to require that you give proper time and proper attention to the inside of you. And that's where you think, and that's where you feel, and that's where you decide. And so what I encourage you, first of all, just an awareness of that. Just stay aware of that. I pray that today, I pray that all this week, you'll be aware that, hey, the pressure I'm feeling, the concerns, my distraction, that's outside things, and they're trying to push their way in, they're trying to encroach into the inside. And so just a beginning place is to have an awareness. Now, I'm not going to let all that encroach and press in on me. Instead, I'm going to be bigger, stronger on the inside, and it begins with awareness. The other thing, and this is almost counterintuitive, but you need to have stillness in your life. Psalm 46, the Word of God says, "Be still and know that I am God." I think if you stay busy and distracted, you're going to be aware of so many things going on and kind of forget the greatness of God that's on the inside. Remember in 1 John, John said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And you know what? This awareness and this stillness and this quality time with God, I believe that it needs to be daily. In other words, it needs to be consistent. It needs to constantly be a part of your life. Now, let me read a couple of verses for you. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, the Apostle Paul writes, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And again, that fortifies the whole idea of living from the inside out. He had a lot going on the outside, and he said, but I'm not losing heart because of what is going on the inside. In Matthew 23, Jesus said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Again, it's from the inside out. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, it's not merely the external adorning, your hair, your jewelry, your clothes, all of that, but it's the inward adorning of the hidden man of the heart. In Romans chapter 7, one of the greatest chapters in the whole wide Bible, the Apostle Paul talks about the law of God for the inward man. And then in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So again, it's from the inside out. How well you're doing in the soul and living inside out is going to have an incredible impact on everything that is on the outside. So real Christianity is the outflow of Jesus' life and power on the inside of us. You know, Paul went through so many things. He went through so many deal breakers, so many things that would have defeated and discouraged us. Crisis after crisis, life-threatening, courage-crushing, schedule-breaking things happened in the life of Paul. And yet Paul could just say, when I am weak, he is strong. And he said, and I can do all things, not in my own strength. He said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Let me read that passage out of Philippians 4 in the Amplified Bible again. And this would be verse 12 and 13. Paul says, for I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances, and I know also how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare, or going without and being in want. He said, I've learned the secret. Here's the secret, verse 13. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him, don't miss this, through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. So again, the goal to be bigger and stronger on the inside than the pressure and the problems on the outside. Get this, you have to pay attention. You have to nurture and cultivate that. But I'm telling you, by being connected to the vine, without him, you can do nothing. But through him, he infuses. This is supernatural. Hear me. God will do something you can't explain. God will do something you don't fully understand. That when you connect with him, he will help you from the inside out. This is so powerful. This is so real. And we so desperately need this, the help from on high, help from the Holy Spirit of God in the name of Jesus from the inside to help us. So I want you to know something that's going to help you today. And not just to have courage for all of the challenges, but what you are and who you are on the inside changes why you do what you do and how you do what you do. I want to say that again. What you are and who you are on the inside changes what you do, why you do it, and even how you do it on the outside. So, you know, be a worshiper. Don't just worship. Be a giver. Don't just give. Be a servant. Don't just serve. Be a kind person. Don't just do kind things. You know, it's from the inside out. And that's how you're divinely designed, that cooperating with God, He would help you to cultivate on the inside the kind of person that he embodies and He empowers so that His life can be lived out through us, living from the inside out. And the real benefit of that is this: we end up bigger and stronger on the inside than the pressure and the problems on the outside. Now, I don't want to discourage you. I only want to encourage you. But guess what? Today, you're going to have some pressure. And today, you're going to have some problems. But I want to tell you, there is power on the inside. Greater is He that is in you. There is power from the inside. He will infuse inner strength into you to help you to be stronger and bigger on the outside. Listen, you can handle today because God's with you. There's nothing that's going to happen today that God doesn't already know about and that God doesn't have the power that is not only match, but overcome what you're dealing with. Hey, I hope this helps you today. I really pray that you have a great day. And I pray too that you'll allow this to stay in your thinking. Keep that awareness that you are living from the inside out. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait for the next time. In the meantime, go have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.